Okay, in the interest of time, we'll do the other one later. Let's do another one that's not necessarily in the books. Too much hope or too much fear? This is a short one. So some people, their heart is full of too much hope. And sometimes they're in the problem when people get too much hope is that they fall into complacency. Right? They're like, you tell them anything, they're like, brother, leave it. Allah ghafoor rahim. Sah, yes, ghafoor rahim, right? Kalimatul haq, yuridu bihil batil. It's a word of truth, but you're not taking the right meaning from that. So, yes, but that doesn't mean that you can do whatever you want. You still have to, if He is your Allah, and He is ghafoor rahim, then first, He is Allah, so obey Him, right? And don't disobey Him. And when people fall into this thing of too much hope, they become very lax in their religion, very lax in sinning, and then they just, there's no motivation to really do it. And on the other side, when people fall, become too fearful from Allah, then they just get paralyzed, right? And then they're like, man, I'm the worst, I can't do anything, I can never be right, what's the point in trying? Forget it, I'm not going to the masjid, forget it, I'm not going to do this anymore, I can't do hifz, I can't study kitabs, I can't. Yes, you cannot do anything, Allah will do it for you. You just make the intention. So two extremes. So al-abdu bayna raja'i wal khawf. And this is the balance that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala creates in the Quran, is there's targhib and tarhib. Right? This is the balance. And it's even within individual verses, this balance exists. It's part of the balagha of the Quran. Nabbi ibadi anni ana al-ghafur rahim wa anna azabi huwa al-azab al-azim. For example. So when a person finds themselves overwhelmed by, and it's funny because sometimes we don't see this that much, but I deal with this sometimes because people come to me when after they do sometimes really, really bad things, right? It's not like a confession of like you come to the friar and say, yes, my child, come and tell me what you've done and have your confessions. But sometimes people really do bad things and then they're trying to, you know, get over it, and you're trying to advise them on the situation and they feel so down. They're like, I'm the worst and this and that. And so, no, what they do is really not that bad because you know what other people are doing, and like this person is like, man, the worst Muslims ever. I don't know what sin I did. I missed my tahajjud. I'm like, okay, fine. You missed your tahajjud. Most people in the world aren't praying tahajjud. But no, when you become very, very, very purified, sometimes what happens is the heart becomes so, it's like a wall, right? If the wall is clean and even one dot comes on, it's newly painted, you bring the napkin and you try to take it off, right? You want to make it clean because you, it's like your car just got detailed. Any small thing falls in there, you want it clean. If it's junked up, like, it doesn't even matter. So as sometimes people become, you know, purified, then small things become a very big deal to them. And that's a good thing, right? Because you're realizing something bad happening. But so how do you deal with that? It's that, وَلَا تَخْنَتُوا مِنْ رَحْمَةِ اللَّهِ. Don't despair. You cannot sin so much that Allah cannot forgive. And it particularly happens that sometimes people get into a very good state spiritually, and then they do something like really bad, like they go and do zina or something, right? It's like a Dr. Jekyll and Mr. Hyde type of huge swing. Like, I can't believe I did that last night, and I don't know what came over me. لَا تَقْنَتُوا مِنْ رَحْمَةِ اللَّهِ. There is not a sin that you can do that Allah can't forgive. If all of, you know, they say that if people were to come with sins in mankind from the earth to the heavens, and they come to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He would forgive it all. وَلَا أُبَالِي, and I don't care. And if you were to come again with just as many sins, He would forgive it. وَلَا أُبَالِي, and He doesn't care. And the ulama write that if people of all of creation were to get together in sin, and they do the worst things that you can imagine under the sun, they still can't fill up between what is the earth and the heavens. And what about one person? Right? Don't be so harsh, because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is not harsh. But on the other side, right, there's also the other thing. So some people, you know, about becoming complacent. So how do you get across it? And this is, we know this because about psychology, even in the time of the Sahaba, because there's a hadith, من قال لا إله إلا الله دخل الجنة. So Abu Huraira wanted to go and tell everyone. Umar radiallahu anhu hits him, he falls down on his back. He's like, what? Don't go and tell the people. You're going to tell the people, they're going to become like the Christians. He didn't say that, but this is how the Christian thinks. And Jesus died for our sins. خلاص. What do you not? If you die, he's your savior. You accepted the blood and you know flesh of Jesus, then you're done, right? Because there's no amal. You don't have to pray. You don't have to do anything. You're done. So why can't you just do everything bad now? Because you're safe. So the same thing could happen to Muslims. That you know, I said la ilaha illallah, khalas, I'm done. I'm going to Jannah. Right, so he said, the people takil, right? They'll just rely on that. There's a joke that Abdul Hakim Murad says, right? There's a guy who's sitting on a bench in England, and one of these Britishers, he's saying, you know, I live in Manchester, and there's only 5% Muslims there. And then the guy next to him, he says, I live in Lancaster, and there's only 1% Muslims there. And then the guy who was sitting next to them was a Muslim. He said, well, you know, you guys, why don't you guys go to hell? Because there's no Muslims there, right? But the idea that people think that Muslims somehow can never go to Jahannam, you know, like we're perfect and we're like God's chosen people. I mean, this is like a Judaic psychology, right? That nahnu abna'ullahi wa habba'u, we're the children of God and we're the select people of God and we're somehow so special that, you know, we can never be punished. If Allah wants to take us, we're gone. Man nuqisha faqad halak. Is a day of, if Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala took us to account for one day, for 1 hour of our life, we would be done. Right? Day of crushing questions. Those people were being thrown out of the masjid in Aqsa and you're sitting here and having muffins? What's your defense? Like, we're done. Like, one question. Forget about everything else. Right? You knew that your Muslim sisters were getting raped and you were playing video games? Right? You listened to music and the Quran was sitting on your shelf and you hadn't touched it for 3 months? Right? And I'm asking the question nicely. Imagine getting hammered by prosecution. Right? We have a close family friend who was going through litigation recently. And they're on the stand and the lawyer ripped them. Like, literally ripped them when they're on the stand. And he actually came back late, came afterwards and he says, I actually think you're a very good person. You're a very nice person. I'm just doing my job. It's not pleasant to be on the stand. And you know what? This is not a prosecutor. This is Allah asking the questions. It'll be done. It's just going to be done. So when a person gets into too much hope, then they should remember their own faults. They should remember their deficiencies. Ma abadna haqqa ibadatik. We didn't worship you the way that you should be worshipped. مَا قَدَرْتُ حَقَّ قَدْرَتِكَ. We didn't value the way that you should be valued. You know, if even the things that, like, we wasted a drop of water, if Allah asked us for that, He can ask us for that. Wasting a drop of water, cutting in line, cutting someone else off on the road, raising our voice when we shouldn't have raised our voice. I mean, forget about all the other things. So, the main take-home message over here is that we should try to cultivate an attitude that's in between these two, right? You should have enough fear that it doesn't allow you to become complacent, and you should have enough hope that it doesn't stop you and paralyze you from doing good deeds. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala allow us to be on Sirat al-Mustaqim and be balanced in our approach to deen. Wa akhiru da'wana alhamdulillah.